It's day four of the exhumation of bodies at Kwabinzaro. Our Vocal Africa team is on the ground following up, working with the DCI and observing what is being done on the ground. As of this morning, the numbers are 17 bodies. Majority of course are children, as was in Shakahola 1. In one of the graves this morning, there were bodies of two children who were buried together. In another grave this afternoon, it is believed that the woman who was buried there was pregnant, and it seems like she was about to give birth when she died, because the body that was found, the child had actually already turned with the head facing downwards, but you know, their remains have been found in that grave, meaning that this woman died when she was about to give birth. It's really sad seeing this happening yet again. Kenya, we are not learning our lessons. Under the same government, under the same security agencies, after over 400 were exhumed in Shakahola 1, we are seeing a repeat of the same now at Kwabinzaro. The same killer cult operating under the same individuals has yet again taken away innocent lives. And what is truly sad is that children, innocent children, are the victims. They're the ones who've been bearing the brunt of this killer cult. And Kenyans will remember well that the leader and mastermind of this cult is behind bars. And we all thought that we are now safe from this person, only for the CS himself to come out and say that he has been reaching out to his followers from the prison walls. It's really sad that this is happening yet again. And up to this point in time, we're not seeing any serious measures being taken by the government to ensure that this killer cult is brought to an end. How many more people do we need to lose before serious action is taken?